from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Startup Report today are formerly co-executive director of Tampa Bay Tech, now overlord of Tampa Bay Tech, and formerly president of Synapse, now Uber czar.
Ooh, I like it.
With the O-O-B-E-R, not the U-B-E-R, Uber czar.
We don't want any trademark infringement here. Perfect.
Be cautious.
Staying out of the way of the lawyers here.
Good luck to us.
So you both are driving very large efforts in Tampa Bay to make things better along the technology and startup fronts to different organizations, but playing in sort of the same playground.
Yep.
So we thought it'd be a good idea to sort of profile each of the organizations, where they overlap, where they complement, where they battle to the death. We don't have any of that now.
I thought we weren't getting lawyers involved here.
We're doing it old school.
Right.
So, you know, Synapse is right around the corner, big change at Tampa Bay Tech. So what better time than to just kind of check in and say, here's what we're doing. Here's what we're working on together. Here's how we differ and all that good stuff. So I'm gonna buck historical trends here and go, Brian, lead us off.
Great. Now, all the pressure's on me to set the table here.
You're the info czar, too.
I'm the info czar.
Yeah. Uber czar.
Uber czar with two O's. Make sure to redo my business cards tonight. The marketing team will be thrilled with me because they don't have enough to do right now. So Synapse has now been around since the mid-2017, early 2018 timeframe to really help to connect and organize everybody across innovation across the state of Florida. And that can be a very wide net when you start thinking about the entrepreneurs, the companies, the talent, the investors, the support organizations. It's a vast amount of people. And there were a lot of great things taking place in the time frame leading up to when we launched. But all the great things weren't even working necessarily in a cohesive manner with each other. And we just want to organize what was already there and what's already going amazingly and what's going very well. And we've looked at organizations like Tampa Bay Tech, honestly, as a little bit of a model. They really helped. They paved the way. They've been around for, I would say, God knows how long. But a lot of people here probably know how long Tampa Bay Tech's been around. And you even look at the Tampa Bay Waves of the World, Tampa Bay Innovation Center, and stretching it across the state with Starter Studio in Orlando and Endeavor out of Miami. It's almost like it's an organization of all the organizations, and to really pull it all together as a nonprofit to make sure that everybody is fighting for the same cause. And we all seem to be with a little bit of different directives. So Tampa Bay Tech really will focus in solely on Tampa Bay. But everybody wants to make the state of Florida or a specific region or a specific technology that much better here locally. We really want to make it that much more of a holistic community. We want to make it welcoming for everybody. We want to make sure people can find the right resources, people can find investment, and the companies can get engaged, and everybody really can progress in whatever their mission is. All the major community leaders that you'll talk to, I mean, between myself, Mark Blumenthal, Jill, Daniel James Scott, Linda Olson, Lakshmi Shenoy, I can go on and on and on and on. Tanya Elmore, Rich Haruska, all of them are those who really sit back and believe that the rising tide lifts all boats, and not trying to just necessarily be a boat, but really want to be the tide for everybody around us, knowing what enabling innovation can mean for the community, what it can mean for economic development, what it can mean for jobs, and the future world. We really think of ourselves as enablers of innovation. And if we can enable 10 people who can then enable 10 people each to do something great, there's nothing out there that cannot be accomplished.
Well said.
All right, that's a wrap. Thanks for
coming. I'm out.
Have I earned three O's at Uber then?
And Joe, so how would you position Tampa Bay Tech with regard to those endeavors?
So obviously, there's a ton of synergy between, you know, what Brian's saying and sort of the story that we tell. I think for us right now, our strategic sort of driver for where we see our role in the community is this idea of radical connectedness. So the idea that at the end of that road, no matter who you are, there is opportunity in Tampa Bay. Whether you're a student starting out, whether you're an employee at a local company, whether you've just relocated here, whether you want to move your business here, we really think that the idea that we can join forces with everyone that Brian just named and really put our, you know, our flag in the ground, if you will, that we are a community that embraces innovative thought. We are a community that has tons of opportunity and great access to talent and really opportunities for us all as a community to be together and learn from each other. And, you know, as all boats rise with the tide, sort of be very aware that we're recognizing everyone that's doing the work that's making this community so special. As our organization heads into our 20th year, we have been around a while. We've seen even our role and our mission evolve really quite a lot over those 20 years. And I feel like where we are now, linking arms with folks like Synapse and what Lakshmi's doing and Linda's doing and sort of saying, you know, we may not be in the startup space, but we are certainly a support system and have quite a lot of folks in our membership that are thrilled to, you know, jump in and put their hands up when asked, that we want to make sure we're keeping those connection points open.
And, you know, I guess, and just sort of as from the observer's role, some of the differences that I see are, you know, being the hub, I think, is a huge undertaking, and that's pretty consuming, which is where I think that Synapse plays, both in the events, obviously, which is the culmination, but also in the online platform and some of the different connectedness. And of course, you know, being statewide is a big difference. TBT, I feel like there's a little more of a campaign element to it, you know, pushing specific job efforts or you know, the emerging tech leaders effort and things like that, which are, you know, looking at spot solving, you know, specific problems with specific solutions. So, you know, that's sort of the things that jump out at me. You know, you have the Powered Up event and you have the Tampa Bay Tech Awards, you have Synapse. Can we talk a little bit about things other than events that each of you are doing to accomplish your goals? Well, Jill, we can go first this time.
Sure. So I think as a great sort of segue from where you just, you know, were, one of our big areas of focus this year is going to be growing our peer groups. So we've had a CIO council that's, I think it's this 15th year of that group. So it's really very specific for CIOs, CTOs, some CISOs as well, and really giving them an opportunity to, you know, have roundtables, peer share in a very closed, you know, confidential environment. We've continued to see that group evolve and grow and bring in others to the group. So that's going to be a real area of focus. We have also a CEO group and a young leaders group that I think there has a lot of promise as well, Emerging Tech Leaders of Tampa Bay. We have some new board members this year in that group. And I think that's going to be definitely, we'll see a lot of synergy too between who sits on that group and who's already, you know, within the Synapse group as well. And our partnership with RNG, which is the recruiters group in Tampa Bay, that group's over 450 in-house recruiters to date. When we're talking workforce and talent pipeline, those are the people that you need in the room. So I think we're going to see a lot of focus, in addition to all of our Powered Up events, on growing those groups and making sure that everybody knows what they are, who's eligible, and how to get signed up.
So for Synapse, obviously, the flagship is the Synapse Summit. Shameless plug, February 11th and 12th upcoming. But one of the other big things that we do, and this ties very much in line with the idea of the radical connectivity, particularly between corporations and talent, is our Synapse Challenges, where a company will say, here's a problem, here's some prize money, now let's solve the problem. And they outsource and crowdsource the innovation instead of doing the typical internal R&D process. And we've actually seen a lot of wins come out of this. The companies tend to find the R&D is faster and less expensive. And then they get access to talent, and a whole pipeline of people who they never would have been able to access otherwise. And the people who are solving these problems are not necessarily people who are looking for prize money. They're the people who you tell them, here's a problem I bet you can't solve. They'll look at you and say, watch me. Watch me figure this one out. And you see some of the same people over and over. And then now you start to see new faces and new people coming up with really cool ideas and stuff that is so far outside the box that it's legit game changing. And it can change a trajectory for a company, for them in particular. We've seen people get jobs. We've seen companies get investments and customers. And it's really building companies the right way because it's getting people to start a company off the ground by solving a problem. And if you can solve a problem and it's a problem that somebody's willing to pay for, you have a built-in customer right there. And that's a great way to really get the ball rolling.
One of the other things that we're excited about as a new sort of partner organization is our partnership with Think Big for Kids. I know that you've talked to Tony about his new organization, and we have decided to make them essentially our key charity partner. Try saying that three times fast. For this coming year. So what they're looking for us to do is really engage our members, and a lot of our members happen to be involved with Synapse as well, to align kids in these clubs with mentors in the community. So we have been tasked by Tony at the award show to, you know, hit a certain number of mentors. I know he's looking for a certain number of sort of financial commitments as well. But that to me is going to be a real sort of point of pride if we're able to pull that off in the next 12 months to say, not only are we a community that's looking for opportunity for us, but we're very, very much looking for opportunity to give back to our future workforce as well. So I know we're both pretty excited about that.
And you mentioned, number of mentors, and that brings us sort of to KPIs. And how do you measure and define success for Synapse? Brian, I'll start with you.
Whew, that's a fun question. And actually, I have to give some credit to Moaz Lamayim, the dean of USF MUMA College of Business, because he really helped challenge me a couple of months ago or a year or so ago and say, how are you defining success? And he helped us then formulate what these KPIs should be. And some of them are going to be kind of the standards of what you would expect, but people who are coming, people who are attending events, and not just repeat, but who new is coming in. The number of people, the more people, the more new people that we can access, the more people that we get to be a part of this larger community, the greater the community is, because it's then providing more value to each and every person. And one of the ways that we measure success is by successful connections. I mean, the term radical connectivity is great. It could, I won't steal your tagline, Jill. So
you may not.
It's something that we really want to put a focus on as well, is how do we make these valuable connections happen? And not just any connection, but something that brings value. Hearing two people coming together for the first time and deciding that they want to start a company together, or hearing that an investor met a startup and saw their exhibition and said, oh, that's so cool, I want to invest in it. Being able to make these connections happen is what helps to drive the ecosystem in a very systematic way. And so that's one of the key things that we look at and we measure.
And I love the thread. I think big wins are when investments happen and companies go and grow. And then those connections happen and you can point to them. And, I know with seed funders, where, we've talked and are bringing three or four or five of our companies. And I think as you aggregate all the other companies, and then you actually get a good flow of investors, and those things happen, I think that's a great path to walk down and much needed.
Yeah, the investor side is it's very big, and we love what Seed Funders does, Florida Funders, whatever, I forget what Deepwater Capital. Yeah. I just completely
Bridge
blank.
Down the south. Yeah,
Seed Funders. Exactly. There's everybody, and we're really starting to see a lot more investment take place across the state, and we're going to start to see more. More of these companies building and growing, and a couple of those that have been getting seed fund or angel rounds are going to be looking now for their Series A, and that will continue to grow the ecosystem. And then you're going to get a couple of the companies that grow like ConnectWise, and then you'll have somebody at the helm like an Arnie Bellini who says, I want to create 70 new millionaires, and those 70 new millionaires can now go out and start companies and support their families or invest in companies and do a lot of other things. And that when you look at the thriving communities of the world, the not even looking at Silicon Valley, but looking at the next level down like Nashville or Pittsburgh, that's what you see a lot of. And that's what we're right on the trajectory for.
I mean, now Daniel can't come and just take all the credit. So the KPIs actually matter.
And Yeah, for us, it's interesting because really ours is very similar to you in terms of, yes, having, you know, increased attendance at an event is great. But really, at the end of the day, when we look at our membership, where we see our results is engagement. Mm-hmm. How many people signed up to mentor with Tony's organization? How many folks took advantage of the code that we wanted to send them to Synapse? Like, it's a lot of those kind of areas where you're not only going to something, but you're actually doing something about it, or you're speaking to a bunch of students, or you're going and working with the kids at Europe. So it's to us, it's very much being a member is great, but we want you to dive in the pool.
Very nice. Well, we are always at Synapse. We're always at Powered Up. We love them both. They're great for the community and a lot of fun. And it's no small feat to pull them off, even though I think Lauren does most of the work.
It's a whole team effort. Lauren Prager deserves a ton of credit. Shannon Pastizo, who is now director at USF Connect, Bob Dixon, Kylie Hagan, Monica Angel, Mark Blumenthal, although he stays a little more behind the scenes now, and I'm sure I'm missing a ton of people, Daniel Kira, who runs our social media. Like, I could just thank people over and over and over again for how much that they do and make the organization look great. And also, take a step back for a moment to thank people like you, Joe, and the local media, who's taken a real keen interest recently in the last few years into innovation and technology here. Previously, it was really on the back burner. Everything was about real estate, maybe financial, but telling the stories, telling the good stories, reporting about the good things that have been happening is one of the missions that we set out for. So to see a lot more of this, a lot of credit goes to organizations like you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, I think that's a perfect place to end it. So,
of course, you
well,
do.
Joe feels great
Can
about himself.
Can I change
himself?
Your title too?
Yeah. Yes.
Thank you for both for coming in. It's great to have you in the same room, and I know that just knowing both of you individually, that only good things will come of you guys working together, and we'll be here to support you in any way we can.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
From stpetecatalyst.com.